Welcome, spiritual seekers, and today's topic is the heart versus the ego. And I think this is a really important topic just because it affects every single one of us every single day. And how do we know if we are allowing our heart or our egos to lead us in life? There will be times that the heart and the ego will take turns, but which one in your day-to-day lives leads the most? You know, the ego, it's a very strong personality that lives in each and every one of us. But because it is so strong, we may give it more power than we should. And the ego is always going to want to take over. Where the heart, which is our true sense of who we are, it's our center, it's our inner being, it's our truth center, it sits quietly. Sometimes it will kind of be bold and make itself known, but most of the time the heart energy is just that quiet observer, just waiting lovingly and longingly for you to return to its center, where the ego, they are out front and center, waving their banner, talking loud, being brass and sassy. And again, sometimes, you know, we do need both. But your heart is your true sense of self. And it is your inner guidance. It's your inner compass. And it's the light that is showing you the way through your life. So which one do we listen to? Well, obviously the ego lives in the mind. And I think I did another podcast where we talked about get out of your head. Get out of your head. And because though the ego lives in the mind, it can get a little tricky. Because we need our logic, you know, we need to figure things out and to be in a state of focus. And that's what the ego is. It's logical. It allows us to focus. But when it gets out of hand, when we allow it too much power, it will take over. So it will absolutely run the show if you let it. It just will. So some of the signs, that you are living in the ego too much. The first one is probably the most common one, is you make decisions in fear. Or you're in a state of panic or anxiety. You tend to be selfish in how you handle things. You say, oh, I don't need the help. Nope, no help. Can't handle it myself. Yep. You push against the flow. So it's more fear-based. So ego means you're pushing. And when you push, it doesn't feel good. Surrender feels good. There's a lightness to surrender, but there's a pressure when you're pushing against the flow. I remember when I was looking for a house one time and I was in panic mode. You know, I had just left my husband and was living with my brother and he was going to buy a new house. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to get out of there. And what do I do? So, you know, at that time you look in the newspaper and I looked and looked and looked and I found the most wonderful place. And I was convinced I got it. I called everybody. I found my home. I'm so excited. I don't have to worry anymore. The pressure's off. Well, I did not get the house. Talk about devastation. And it threw me into even more of a panic. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Wait a minute. You know, I was living then with another brother and he's like, you'll find it when you find it. I'm telling you, once I allowed the pressure to flow off of me, and to surrender to the process. Do you know that I think it was the next week that I found even the more beautiful home than the first one that I was convinced I needed? So it's very interesting that I absolutely was living in the ego. The ego was saying, do it, oh no, oh no, oh no, what's going to happen, what's going to, and it's like, wait a minute, what do you mean what's going to happen? I'm okay. I have family members. I'm supported. I'm loved. And it worked out. It absolutely worked out. And some of the signs that you were living in your heart energy, you have a sense of peace. You know that things will eventually work themselves out with time and trust. And you have no trouble asking for help. That's the biggie. You know, our egos, we can do it. I don't need the help. Nope. I'm carrying 10 bags of groceries and I'm going to open the door with my foot. Ooh, okay. But that's what we do. But with the heart, it will say, oh, would you mind getting the door? Thank you so much. Well, which one is going to give you more peace? Which one is easier? It's the heart energy. You know that you're in the heart when you are led by source energy. So whatever that means for you, is that God? Are those angels? Are those spirit guides? What does that mean for you? What is spirit energy source for you? That's when you know you're in your heart. And the biggie is you surrender to the process and you are receptive. You're receptive. It's like, okay, I'm pulling stuff in and I'm releasing easily. And where the ego is more fear-based, obviously the heart is definitely more loved-based. So here's an example. And I think it's one that most people can recognize. You want to buy a house. So stop and ask yourself, how do you feel about the purchase? Now listen, it's okay to feel scared or uneasy. And this is where you acknowledge how you feel, right? But then stop, because that's coming from the ego. Drop it down to your heart energy. Drop it down to your center, to your core. Do you also feel a sense of peace and excitement? Is there joy? Or do you feel like there's just a sense of you're rushing things too much and the process is robbing you of your peace? Never, never make a decision in fear. Because your ego is always willing to say, you better hurry up. Someone else is going to take the house you want. You don't want to be homeless, do you? You see, this is where the mind goes. This is what feeds the ego. It's our fear. But the heart will say, well, you know, this is a great house. But if we rush or push against instead of surrendering, then, you know, I might be in too much of a panic. And the timing just may not be right. So not to worry. There are plenty of houses out there for you. And when you are ready, the universe will deliver it to you. Now, which one feels better? Which one feels better? I always tell my clients to picture this. So there's this big, large heart sign with little hands. It's driving your car. So picture it. Big old heart in the driver's seat, little hands on the steering wheel. Do-do-do-do-do. And in the back seat sits the ego. And it's telling you, turn left, slow down, speed up. And the heart just smiles and turns up the music. And you know, I don't believe, well, maybe, but I do a lot of reading and I don't believe there has been one poet who says, follow your ego. But instead they say, follow your heart. So today, listeners, I hope that you follow your heart. Again, we need the ego, but the ego has its place and we have to put it in its place. Just like a little child who's throwing a temper tantrum. Right, you can kind of be amused by it, but you ignore it and it goes away. So feed your heart and your ego will fall into place where it needs to be. So I hope that helps. And until next time, all my love and light your way and many blessings.